AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Simi Valley, California.
Accept our prayers on behalf of thy servant Nancy, and grant her an entrance into the land of light and joy in the fellowship of thy saints.
At the funeral for former First Lady Nancy Reagan, daughter Patty Davis said her mother was adamant in her final days. She wanted to be reunited with her husband, former President Ronald Reagan, who died in 2004.
I will remember looking out the window to the sweep of sunset and seeing my parents sitting together on the sand. Maybe on the other side, there are endless shores and eternally brilliant sunsets.
Former Reagan Chief of Staff James Baker says Nancy Reagan was a strong woman.
A woman without whom Ronald Wilson Reagan would never have become the 40th President of the United States, or succeeded as well as he did.
First Lady Michelle Obama and former First Lady and Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton were among those at today's funeral for Nancy Reagan. Marco Rubio is urging Republicans in Ohio to vote next Tuesday for John Kasich. Rubio told reporters Kasich has a much better chance of stopping Donald Trump in Ohio than Rubio himself does. Today at a Donald Trump rally in St. Louis.
Get out of here. Get him out, troublemaker.
Protesters repeatedly interrupted, and Trump said these are not the people who make the country great.
They're allowed to get up and interrupt us horribly, and we have to be very, very gentle and very gentle. They can swing, they can hit people, but if we hit them back, it's a terrible, terrible thing, right?
Earlier today, former GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson endorsed Trump. A jump in oil prices helped boost the stock market at the close. The Dow finished up 215 points. This is AP Radio News. A Russian banker working in New York pleaded guilty in a case that claimed he was part of a spy operation.
Evgeny Buryakov pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to act as the agent of a foreign government without registering with the attorney general. Federal complaint charges he used his position to gather sensitive economic information and passed it to other Russian agents in clandestine meetings. Buryakov agreed to a 2.5-year prison sentence, which means he'll probably return to Russia in the next year. The Cold War may be over, U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara says in a statement, but Russian spies are still working in the U.S. Two other alleged spies named in the complaint have already left the country. Warren Levinson, New York.
A Confederate soldier statue that has stood for generations in a prominent spot on the University of Mississippi's Oxford campus will soon be accompanied by a plaque giving it historical context. It's part of an effort to promote racial diversity and provide context for Old South symbols. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.